With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program where we explore the vast repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. The Book of Psalms, sometimes called the Prayer Book of the Bible, figures prominently in the music for the season of Lent. So on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll explore sacred choral and organ music based on psalms of reflection, penitence, and comfort. Great music by Purcell, Brahms, Dubra, Bach, and others. Organ music by Herbert Howells opens our exploration of the Psalms. At two different points in his career, he composed two sets of preludes inspired by psalm texts. From the first set, we'll listen to the first of these preludes based on a verse from Psalm 34. "This poor man called, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles." John Scott plays the organ of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, an instrument well suited to this evocative music.
Thank you.
Psalm Prelude, Opus 32, No. 1 by Herbert Howells, inspired by Psalm 34. John Scott played the organ at St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Henry Purcell's anthem, Hear My Prayer, while only 2 minutes long, is packed with emotion. It sets a plaintive cry from Psalm 102, Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my crying come unto thee. Edward Higginbottom leads the choir of New College, Oxford. Hear My Prayer by Henry Purcell was sung by the choir of New College, Oxford. Edward Higginbottom conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Latvian composer Rihards Dubra has composed a wonderful setting of the Latin text Miserere Mei, which is a plea for mercy and makes brief reference to words from Psalm 51. In this poignant piece, a descending musical trajectory suggests a sense of bowing one's head in prayer. Miserere Mei is performed by the Choir of Royal Holloway, directed by Rupert Goff.
Thank you.
choir of Royal Holloway of the University of London sang Mise Rere Mei by Richard Stuber. Rupert Goff directed. Ein Deutsches Requiem by Johannes Brahms marked something of a turning point in the composition of requiems, most all of which prior to this had been confined to setting the Mass for the dead. Brahms took a different path, choosing passages from his copy of Luther's German translation of the Bible to write a work to comfort the living. The structure of the Requiem itself creates something of a large arc, with the first few movements focusing on mortality, with a turning point leading to movements affirming life and comfort for those mourning. We'll listen to the third movement, which contains that turning point, beginning with the baritone solo based on Psalm 39, Herr, lehre doch mich, Lord, make me to know mine end. It pivots to an extended choral fugue on words from the Book of Wisdom, the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. Herbert Blomstedt leads the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus with baritone Wolfgang Holzmeier.
Thank you.
The third movement of Ein Deutsches Requiem by Johannes Brahms. The San Francisco Symphony Orchestra and chorus were led by Herbert Blomstedt. Baritone soloist was Wolfgang Holzmeier. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Psalm 91 is one of support, comfort, and deliverance in times of adversity. It speaks of angels watching over those in distress and being sheltered under the wings of God's protection. We'll listen to an Anglican chant setting of this treasured psalm set by Henry Walford Davies. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London.
Thank you.
The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang Walford Davies' Anglican chant setting of Psalm 91, "Whoso dwelleth under the defense of the Most High." John Scott directed. Psalm 130, "Out of the deep have I called unto thee," is one of the most powerful psalms embracing both lament and hope. Luther wrote a chorale tune and text paraphrasing that psalm in his hymn, "Aus tiefer Not schrei ich zu dir." Johann Sebastian Bach created an expansive setting of this chorale in his collection in the Klavierübung Part 3. It's in six voices, an incredibly rich texture, with four voices being played in the hands and two voices in canon in the pedal, played by the feet. Organist Joan Lippincott performs on the organ of the Princeton Seminary Chapel. Aus tiefer Not schrei ich zu dir, or Out of the Deep I Call Unto Thee by J.S. Bach, performed by organist Joan Lippincott. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Our next work is a brief cantata on Luther's same text and tune paraphrasing Psalm 130, Aus tiefer Not. It was composed as part of what Felix Mendelssohn called his Lutheran chorale project, and was completed in 1830 in Venice. It's likely that he took some inspiration from the art, architecture, and music of the Renaissance that was so much in evidence in Venice at the time. The cantata is comprised of five movements, four of which are unaccompanied. The central third movement is the one that is accompanied and is perhaps the most recognizable as music of Mendelssohn in its flowing style, while the surrounding movements are more contrapuntal and almost Bachian. David Hill leads the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
Music of Felix Mendelssohn, his brief cantata on the chorale Aus tiefer Not, Out of the Deep Have I Called Unto Thee. David Hill led the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. Next to Luther, one of the greatest writers who paraphrased the Psalms in their native language was Isaac Watts, who lived from 1674 to 1748. He wrote nearly 750 hymns, many of which paraphrased psalm texts in English verse. Perhaps his best known is a setting of Psalm 90, which was first printed in the 1719 collection, The Psalms of David Imitated in the Language of the New Testament. O God, Our Help in Ages Past has, to the best of my knowledge, always been paired with the tune Saint Anne, attributed to William Croft and which first appeared in 1708. We'll hear it in a grand arrangement by John Rutter, who leads the Cambridge Singers, the City of London Symphony of Brass, and organist John Scott.
Thank you.
The hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, as arranged by John Rutter, who led the Cambridge Singers and assembled instrumentalists in that glorious recording. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music based on texts from the Book of Psalms. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.